Our topic today, very timely topic. Next week we're beginning saying the Tain Tal Malacha. So, as often happens when we start saying something, we forget to say it. So we have the rules of what to do when you forget to say it, or when you remember after you didn't say it, or if you're not sure if you said it. I wanted to explain the background, because I was growing up, and in the Siddur there was always this date, December 4th, and I always wondered how that got in there. I was like, that doesn't sound like a very Jewish day, so how is it that December 4th got in our Siddur? So let's understand the background for it. But given that here we start Zayin Cheshvan, and in Chutz Laaretz they start December 4th, what happens if you travel from one place to the other? So we'll cover that topic as well. Before you discuss anything about forgetting some part of davening or an insertion in davening, did you say those words or not? Many years ago, Rav Liebtag was giving shiur here, and it was about it was Elul. So Sarah Shemei Tshuva, I think, even it was Tishrei. And there was Hamelech HaKadosh, and if you forget Hamelech HaKadosh, if you don't know, if you say it, if you repeat, and something in the Chayim, and Hamelech Mishpat, and he said there's an important yesod that you have to remember, because if you get bogged down into the details of this is one, or each one I say for this one, what's all that about? Why did Chazal say you have to add these words, and if you don't, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? And if you, this one's add in because it's appropriate, what is the broader message here? And he said to us, if you daven in Aseret Yemei Tshuva and you didn't say Hamelech HaKadosh, it's like you didn't daven. If you appreciate appropriately what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what the Aseret Yemei Tshuva are, and what your tefillah is, so you wouldn't fathom not saying Hamelech HaKadosh. If you appreciate what rain is to the world, so then you are not going to, during the rainy season, be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu without mentioning how he is a Mashiv HaRuach Marid HaGeshem. And in the appropriate times, you're not going to be able to daven and have bakashos without asking B'tein Tal Matar L'Vracha. And therefore, when Chazal tell us, if you forget this, repeat Shmona Esrei, what are they saying? It's as though you didn't even daven, because clearly your head isn't here, because if it were, you would have said all those things. So that's the yesod that I think you always have to keep in mind whenever you discuss any of these sugyas, and they come up all the time. Oh, I forgot this. Did you repeat? Do you not? So the details are important, because we have to know the halacha, what to do, what to... But the broader message of when the halacha tells us, repeat Shmoneh Esrei for this, go back, don't go back, what is the broader message? Is that if you were to be davening appropriately and properly, you would not possibly daven Shmoneh Esrei without saying these words. That wouldn't cross your mind, and therefore the fact that you omitted it means you need to repeat Shmoneh Esrei and do it again. With that introduction in mind, we can discuss the Tain Tal Matar. Source 1, the Gemara, the Mishnah, beginning of Masechet Tani, says, Me'ematai Maskirin Vorot Geshan. This is when do you start saying Mashiv HaRuach Umorin HaGeshem. This is Maskirin, do you mention it, as opposed to the Bakasha Parade, the Tain Tal Matar. Me'ematai Maskirin Vorot Geshan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Miyom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, from the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Miyom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, from the last day of Sukkot, what we refer to as Shmini Atzeret. Amar Lo Rabbi Yoshua, Ho'il Enek Shamim Ela Siman Kvala B'chag, Lamahu Maskir. Wait a minute, why would you say to begin on the first day of Sukkot? What do we know about Sukkot? What don't we do in the Sukkah when it's raining? We don't stay there, we don't eat there, it's not... Okay, maybe. That's your Chabad. They don't sleep there though. Okay, but they might eat there. But most people, unless it's the first night where there's a mitzvah, you eat a little bit and then go inside. But all the other nights, if it's raining, you're probably from the Sukkah. The Gemara refers to if it rains on Sukkot, like a servant brought a cup of liquid to his master to drink. And instead of drinking it, the master poured it on his head. That's That's the word of Sukkah. What? We're going to come to Sukkot. We're built the Sukkah. We're looking forward to eating in the Sukkah, sleeping in the Sukkah, spending time in the Sukkah, getting very few times a year you can get mitzvahs for sleeping. Okay, you get a mitzvah for sleeping in the Sukkah. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to daven for rain. We're going to daven for rain, and it's going to rain. It's going to rain. We're not going to be able to keep Sukkahs. So why would you possibly daven for rain starting the first day of Sukkot? So Rabbi Yeshua says, I said, wait till after Sukkot, wait till Shmini Atzeret. Don't do it on the first day of Sukkot. So Amar Lo Rabbi Elazar, Afani Lo Amarti Lishol. I didn't say B'tein Talim Water. I didn't say to ask for rain. I said, Lahaskir, Mashiva Ruach Mori Degeshim Onato. You're supposed to mention it. Meaning the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, they're what we call the Birchas HaShevach. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the things we ask Him for in Shmoneh Esrei, on the Bakashot, we praise Him. And the last three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei are the Hodah. We also thank Him. Now again, it's not an exact science because there seems to be some Bakashos and ones. And like Sim Shalom doesn't sound so much like a Hodah as much as a Bakasha. But okay, HaTakadosh is the ending of the Shabbat, and then we're going to get to all the bakashas, where we ask for refuah, and we ask for parnasa, and we ask for, okay, we ask for Mashiach to come, we ask for all the things we ask for. So he's saying, in the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechal Kel Chayim, Mechazim Chayim, Eitim Rachamim Rabim, Somech Novel Rovei Cholim, etc. So praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for also giving us rain. I didn't say ask Him for rain. We're not going to start saying V'tein Halamatr yet. We're still going to say V'tein Bracha. But at least praise Him for being, since it is the rainy season now, praise Him for being the one who gives us rain. Samar Lo, if you're making this chiluk between when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us rain and when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving rain, and kainli olam yehem askir. We should always, all year long. Why are we only saying Mashiva Ruach Mori Degeshim during the 6 months of the rainy season? We should be saying it all year long. All year long, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being somebody who's Sameich Loflim, somebody who's Rofei Cholim, and he's also somebody who gives us rain. Whether or not he's giving us rain during these 6 months. So the Gemara says, the Gemara sort of ends there, because if you look at the breakup of the Mishnayot when it's not in the Gemara, that's the end of one Mishnah. So the next Mishnah says, Ein sholim l'gshamim elasamach l'gshamim. We only ask for rain immediately preceding the rainy season. So, there's a machloket, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, first day of Sukkot, last day of Sukkot. Obviously, what are we paskin? Last day, starting with Shmini Atzeret. In fact, only starting with Musaf.
Why can't we mention it from Tehran?
You assume that you're present at work and you don't want it to start raining while you're in the sun.
You mentioned it, you're not asking.
So that is what Rabbi Eliezer says.
Yeah.
But we don't pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer says to say it from the first day. We pass on like Rabbi Yeshua. You say it from the last day when we want the rain to come.
That's the reason I'm saying you chose to pass on.
Why do we come out pass on like that? It's hard to say, but Batra and Gumar, meaning he comes after, he has the last word. But, the last line is, if so, why don't we say it all year? And then there's no answer. So he's refuted him. So that's probably the reason we ask him like him. The other could be the psychological reason, like it's hard for us to be praising Kadosh Baruch Hu for bringing the one who gives us rain, and we're like, but not today, please. Yeah, okay. So now it comes to, yeah.
Well, I think at the start of all the things he does as opposed to the end, waiting for it's like the first.
Meaning, why is it there at the beginning of Atak Yivor?
Yeah.
As opposed to the last one?
Yeah.
The way Andrew Knesset Abidola wrote the bracha, you're asking? I don't know why it's why it was phrased the way it was phrased. Interesting question. Okay, source 2. Now we're getting to the Bakasha for rain, where you ask for rain. So the Mishnah tells us when. Mishnah appears in the second Mishnah there. Taina Staf Yud. Bishlosh of the Mar Cheshva Sholem Rikshan. We begin on Gimel Cheshvan. Raman Gamliel Omer b'shivabo on the seventh. And what's his reason? Chamisha asar yom achar hachag, 15 days after Sukkot. Kedei she'agia acharon shel Yisrael l'nahar prat. That way the last person who came to do aliyah l'regel can leave and travel home and not get caught in the rain. We want people to be olah regel. We don't want them to be like, oh man, last time when I did aliyah l'regel, on my way home, it was pouring. I don't want to go this year. We don't want that to happen, so therefore we're not going to even start asking for rain until 15 days after Sukkot, and that is how we get Zayin Cheshvan, which is next week. Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Halachik Rav Gamliel. That's how we paskin on the 7th. Tanya, Hananya Omer, Ubagola, when we're not in Eretz Yisrael, so then we're in Chutz Laaretz, we're in the diaspora, Ad Shishim Betkufa. We wait until 60 days into the season, or 60 days after the autumnal equinox. The autumnal equinox has a secular date. 60 days later is a secular date. Hence, your sitter will have in Chutz Laaretz, or it's called sitter that I grew up with, said December 4th, it actually says December 5th, on the year before leap years, because the date of the autumnal equinox is off that quarter day on the fourth year before you add an extra day. So 3 years, December 4th, and once, December 5th. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Chananya, indeed, we paskin like Chananya. So here in Eretz Yisrael, we start on the 7th of Cheshvan, and in Chutz Laaretz, they start on December 4th. Or fifth. This phenomenon of rain and travelers is appears in many areas of halacha to the point that the Gemara in Yoma in Source 3 tells us that the Kohen Gadol, in the middle of his Avodah on Yom Kippur, you know, we read the Amitz Koach and the great Sefer of Pini Ro with the Avodah Yom Kippur, so you see all the steps and he's davening Chatati Kaperzal. Kapara for me and for my family and for all the Kohanim and for Am Yisrael, and he's changing clothes and he's putting on clothes and he's doing tefillah and he dunks in the mikvah all those times and he changes and he goes inside and outside and he's the only one in there. Gemara tells us, you know what? There are three special tefillahs in addition to all those that we mentioned there in the Kohen Gadol makes. One of them has to do with not needing parnasa from everybody else. The third one, Source 3 tells us, Mitpalel tefillah katsar b'bayit achitzon. He davens a little tefillah there. Umay matzli. And what does he daven? And the third one is, V'lo tikanes lefanecha tefillat ovrei derachim. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't listen to the tefillah of travelers. Travelers never want it to rain. But you know what? We need it to rain. So I, the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, in the middle of the Avodah, I'm taking out time to tell you, don't listen to travelers. You would also say, yeah, don't listen to wedding planners, brides in their wedding day, oh, I don't want it to rain, picnic people, anybody having a picnic never wants it to rain, people going to the ball game, you don't want to sit in the rain while watching rugby or baseball or whatever sport or country you come from. Okay? You don't want it to rain. So, don't listen to all those people. We need it to rain. That's the special thing the Gogol makes. So, with that in mind, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special tefillah now, the Kohen Gadol, not to listen to the tefillah of travelers, now we understand the need to wait 15 days after Sukkot. Because the travelers who are traveling home after doing all the other regal are dominating, please don't let it rain, I want to get home. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to listen to their tefillah. So therefore, we shouldn't be asking for rain for at least 15 days, give them all time to get home. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, when he passes these halachas in Source 4, Berach HaRashanim, Sarech Lomar Bab Yomorek Shanim, V'tein Talamatar. You have to add the words V'tein Talamatar, ומתחילים לשלום אתר בחוץ לארץ בתפילת ערבית של יום שישים אחר תקופת תשרי, 60 days later, ובארץ ישראל מתחילים לשלום הלל זין במר חשוון. ושואלים עד תפילת מנחה של ערב יום טוב הראשון של פסח, משם ואילך פוסקים מלשלום, come first day of Pesach, we stop saying it. Im lo sha'al matar, if you did not ask for rain. So here's where it's going to start getting complicated, and hopefully we can do this properly. Let's say you did not say v'tein talam matar. Instead, you said v'tein bracha. V'nizkar kolim shomer tefila. So let us go through the various stages where you could and remember. You're saying Shmon Esrei, and you said v'tein bracha. So, v'tein talam matar l'bracha. Everything is good. Okay, next. Tenu Rabban Eben Ezra Ben Baruch Ata Hashem. Still back, Baruch Ata, before you said that Hashem, still go back to the beginning of the bracha. Baruch Aleinu, same between Talamater. Okay, same Baruch Hashanim. Already, so then, you're supposed to wait till Shema Koleinu. V'nizkar kodem shomei atvila, ein machzir noto, shoel v'shomei atvila. Shomei atvila is supposed to be for all our bakasha, whatever our needs, including our parnasa, our financial needs. Hashem taking care of us financially. We'll have enough food. In order to have enough food, we need enough rain. It's a very appropriate spot to ask for rain. In fact, as it happened last year, and so far since it hasn't rained yet, it may again happen this year, when it doesn't rain for a while, we actually have a whole paragraph we add to Shema Koleinu for rain. If you use a good sitter, Koran has it, I'm sure many other sitters have it, there's a whole paragraph to add for rain. If they start saying it, they'll put a bunch of copies in the bima for all the people who have chutz la'aretz sitters that don't have it. But there's a, not just the words of Tein Talam Atar L'Bracha, but meaning there's a whole extra Barachaman long thing to add. Yes?
I'm not sure if you're going to discuss it, but how come chutz la'aretz said on the 4th of December, if it's still davening for rain in Eretz Israel?
It's a good question, but the a little bit it's based on the climate they had in Bavel. In Chutz La'aretz, it's not in Eretz Yisrael. We need as much rain as we can get from Sukkot to Pesach. Okay, there are places in the world where the climate is such that if you get rain too early or too late, it's actually bad for the crops. It's bad for the climate, it's bad for, I mean, not for the climate, to affect the atmosphere, meaning bad for all the farmers and the agriculture. And therefore, we don't start saying v'tein talam matar in those areas because they don't need rain yet. It's not really based on Eretz Yisrael, therefore. It's also based on the local needs. I saw in one of the volumes over Rav Schechter's Sefer, that somebody had asked the Rav about whether they should add v'tein talam matar, and he had said something like, add it in Shema Koleinu instead of the other one because it's not clear whether they need rain yet. Something like that. And the guy didn't really understand, but he repeated it to somebody, repeated it to somebody else, and all of a sudden all the shuls in the New York area were announcing Rav Soloveitchik Paskin this year started saying v'tein talam matar in Shema Koleinu and for some special psak, and because they didn't understand the sugya. The point of the sugya was that since it's based on not needing rain yet, so is it really December 4th, and now there's a chal hashem December 4th? No. It's based on about 60 days after the autumnal equinox is about when you need rain. Which is why there's a story, the Rav apparently didn't always daven so quietly to himself, and somebody heard him on December 4th once, didn't say v'tein talam matar. And so they said to him, afterwards, I heard you davening, and you missed v'tein talam matar. He goes, oh, why don't you tell me it's December 4th? I didn't know what the secular date was. So, and then the end of the story isn't that he repeated Shmon Esrei. Now, why would that be okay? Because, again, it's about that date, could be December 4th, 5th, when is the appropriate day for it there? Okay. I don't have sources on that story, so don't learn too much from that story, other than it's based on that. So maybe you should be like, oh, maybe we should be davening for rain in Babel because that's Iraq now, and you know. We don't. I'm not getting into that.
How's the other way around?
Yeah, you guys still follow Babel. We're diaspora Jews. So.
and the same.
In other words, you still say the Tin Talmud even though you're below the equator and it's your summer. And, yes.
It's the same with Maskirin. Maskirin should be on the other side.
So in other words, we're still doing it based on Babel. In New York, they're doing it based on Babel too.
It just happens to be
close enough. You guys, it's Mamash Hafuch. So maybe the Torah wasn't designed
then
for
you still have to
Australia.
Do you still have to repeat it?
That doesn't mean it doesn't apply. It applies, but in other words, there's something called climatology, you know, and Tamei HaMitzvot. It's very interesting. There's a Ramban and a Rambam, where they have, what is the reason that Sukkot is in Tishrei? So, you know, there's Machlok and Ramban and Rambam. Like, each one explains the mitzvah according to where they're from, Spain versus Egypt. So, I hope I'm getting it right and not flipping them around, but the Rambam says it's in Tishrei because if it would be during the summer, it would be too hot for you to sit in the sukkah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chas on you to sit there in Tishrei. And the Ramban said, it's in Tishrei because during the summer, everybody's sitting in sukkahs and nobody will know if you're sitting in a sukkah because Kibasukkah to Shafti is B'nai Yisrael, that it's part of the holiday sukkahs, or just because you like sitting in your outside gazebo because it's the summer. So what? Here we have two people, Poskim, Dolim, giving their Tamei HaMitzvot, but it's based on their local climate.
But both of them,
again, were in the north. Neither of them are sitting in sukkahs in Tishrei, and it's the middle of, what is it now in Ashdod? Summer. Oh, okay. So it is the summer.
Good. Now,
when was that last week, what was it in Australia?
Spring.
So you guys get to sit in a sukkah in the spring. That's an experience the rest of us don't have. And the Rambam and the Ramban are explaining why it's in Tishrei rather than during the summer or in the spring. And for you, it is in the spring.
Also because it's early.
Early relative. Okay.
So it's very cool.
Yeah.
If we're in the southern hemisphere there, then you forget to say Mashiva Ruach.
I think you still follow the regular rules as Shulchan Aruch explains. Okay, fine. Even with Ravliv Tech's rule. Ravliv Tech doesn't change Shulchan Aruch, I hope. Ravliv Tech was just a mentality to understand why there are these rules. Yes?
What's a Samori Natal?
Yeah, okay, we'll do that in a minute. Let's finish the rules for V'tein Tal Matar. Okay, so if you didn't ask V'tein Tal Matar the Racha in Barei Chaleinu, so you can now do it in Shomei Tfila in Machsner Nato Shomei Tfila. V'im lo nizkar arachar Shomei Tfila, you've completed it, but lo akar raglav, you haven't yet taken your 3 steps back, you're not done. So chozer lebirkat Hashanah, go back to Barei Chaleinu. V'im akar raglav, if you have finished, chozer l'rosh tefillah, you have to start your Shmon Esrei again. V'im mishlim tefillato, if you're all done, v'ein ragil lomar tachnunim achar tefillato, af al pisha dayin lo akar raglav kakurin dami. So you finished davening, and you're not one of those who says tachnun after, so therefore, even though you haven't yet moved apart your legs, it's considered though you moved them apart. In other words, some people stay standing like that. So just because you happen to stand still like this all day doesn't mean that you haven't yet finished davening. In other words, you have finished davening, you have to go back to the beginning. You can't just go back to Barei Chaleinu. What?
Tachanunim isn't tachanun, it's Elokeinu
Shama. Yeah. Elokeinu Shama, or yeah,
it's right.
Oh, so not tachanun, I'm saying, but
yeah.
there are those who stand. Also, if you're just following Kazar the Shas, there is no Elokeinu Shama. V'nizkar achar shepatam shomei tefila kodem shechil retzei nira sheomer v'tein talamatar v'achar kach omer retzei. You can just throw in those three words right there after Bruchat Hashem shomei tefila, and then you say, oh, I was supposed to remember the B'tein Talamat Torah that I forgot in Berech Aleinu, Sein Shvach Aleinu. I didn't remember it yet. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say B'tein Talamat Torah L'Racha. It's say Hashem Elokeinu.
I'm going to say that your name after
we... Whenever you forget
everything. You ain't got finished telling me that.
Oh, okay.
It's a sneaky B'tein
Okay. But what does happen to a lot of people is that they're not sure if they said it. Okay? You're like, you're in Vola Malshinim, and you're like, wait, Berech Aleinu, I just had two paragraphs ago, and did I say it or not? Okay, the kinds of people who, you know, Shabbos morning, and then you're davening, and you're like, oh, and then you decide you have an itch. Shimon have been saying Slachlanu on Shabbos. Okay, so what do we do? We're not sure if we said it or not. So how do we decide? So in Swords 5, Shulchan Aruch says, V'yamota chama, im nistabek im hizker morad ha-geshem imlo, ad lamed yom b'chazkat shizker geshem. Up to 30 days, it is like you didn't change. After 30 days, it's considered as though you've changed out of habit. It's Tzarek Lachzor. Says the Ramah, V'adin lidan, de'ein maskirin tal v'yamota chama, because the Shulchan Aruch says that we say Mashi Baruch Morid HaGeshem during the winter, and during the summer we say Morid HaTav. This is to answer your question. There are other comments. Our Minhag Ashkenaz is not to say Morid HaTav. We say Mashi Baruch Morid HaGeshem during the winter, and nothing during the summer. Here in Eretz Yisrael, everybody says Morid HaTav. It's probably because of the effects of the Nisach Svarad and the Svarad, but we say Morid HaTav, even Nisach Ashkenaz in Eretz Yisrael. So Nusach Ashkenaz in Chutz La'aretz doesn't say Morid HaTal. So says the Ramah, so don't say Tal, Yimod HaChama. Im Nistavik L'mam or Morid HaGeshem, Yimod HaShomim, Kol Lamed Yom Chozer, Devadai Amar Kemosh Ragil, Varei Lo Iskir Lo Tal Lo Geshem. La'achar Lamed Yom Eino Chozer. But after 30 days you don't. So the poskim discuss, what is it about 30 days? 30 days is just because it's a month, and you've started to say it a month, and now it's your habit. In other words, the first week of saying Mashi Baruch Morid HaGeshem, you might forget. And the second week, but after a month of doing it, you're clearly saying Mashi Baruch Morid HaGeshem, you don't forget it. Or is it because you've done it 90 times or 100 times? Okay. So here we have the Shulchan Aruch Tzivta. Tells us the following. Im b'yom rishon shel Pesach, omer bercha ataki bor, ad morid ha-tal, tzadi pamin. If you decide, I'm going to go Morid HaTav, Morid HaTav, Morid HaTav, counting 90 times, but more than Morid HaTav. Tagi Bor Elam Hashem, Ekhtai Mitim HaTarav, Lashia Morid HaTav. Tagi Bor Elam Hashem. You do that 90 times, so now it should be ingrained into your head that you're doing Morid HaTav, and the same would be true, the corollary on Shmini Atzeret. If you spend Shmini Atzeret going, you did that 90 times, it should be well ingrained in you, and now you say Morid HaGeshem, you can already assume that if you're not sure, then you did say it. If you don't remember, says the Rama, again the other way. Once you've done it 90 times, it's as though you did it. The Mishnah Berurah comments on this rule here, and he says the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo katav diyadlo min mechayim etim ata. So you shouldn't say the whole thing. In other words, you should say, if you've been to a yeshivish place for Simchas Torah, I don't know if any of you have, but they already have a tune, and they do it, and there's a guy in the Bima who counts it out. Etc. And then everybody does it, and now...
How many times?
100.
Wow.
How many times did you sing Ashrei Ish Elo Yishkachecha?
Jesus. What a long day.
Torah, Torah, Tziva, Lama, Moshe. How many times did you sing Torah, Zashem, Tamim? Also 100, no? So, okay. So there's the Yavala, so why do you do that? Because the Taki Borda Olam Hashem, so in other words, to not keep repeating the same Hashem. You've trained your tongue. The same thing, just like Machi Baruch. You could also do that with Vitain Talamatar Libracha. So one of you has to make a tune for and then once we sing that tune 90 or 100 times, we don't have this discussion anymore about whether we remembered it or forgot it. The Halichot Shlomo is a collection of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's writings and Pesukim, put together by his students. And he had first an interesting point to make on this topic, and then he has the rules for the traveler. So, Sha'al Talamata Rachareacha Kodum Zayin Becheshvan Eino Chozer. Let's say it's after Sukkot, like right now, but it's not yet Zayin Cheshvan, and you asked for rain. In other words, you said the Tein Talamata. And we're not supposed to say the Tein Talamata yet. We're supposed to say the Tein Bracha. So do your Pichvan Esrei. So until now, I would have told you that the psak was yes. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, Eino Chozer, don't go back and repeat Shema Esrei. And why not? And in the footnote there, he explains. Let's go back and look at the Gemara. At source 2. We have a machlok in the Mishnah. Shloshim Racheshman Shalden and Rikshamim. Rav Gamliel Omer B'Shiva Bo. Chamisha Asar Yom Achar Hachag. We wait 15 days to ask for the rain so that the travelers can get back. What does that tell you about that time? In the 15 days after Sukkot. It is the rainy season already. And therefore it's okay to be asking for rain. It's not nice to the travelers. It's not a good idea. We want them to be all over the regga. But therefore, if you've now said the Tein Talamata Lebracha, and you shouldn't have, so you don't go back to say Shmoneh Esrei again. On the other hand, come Zayin Cheshvan or after December 4th, wherever you are, and you didn't say the Tein Talamata, and you were supposed to, indeed you are supposed to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, now let us do for the travelers. For, to understand the lines you're going to read, we have to understand the different categories of people. Okay? There are people from Chutz La'aretz visiting Eretz Yisrael and returning to Chutz La'aretz. Now, they can do that. They can come to Eretz Yisrael and be here for Sukkot and stay. And they're here through for Zayin Cheshvan and they're here for December 4th. And then they're going back to Chutz La'aretz at some point after that, let's say in January, February. Some of the people in this room are like that. Okay? Yes?
So you're here for the whole...
You're here for the whole... There's no difference between you. So the only question is, do I do it like an Israeli, starting in Zayin Cheshvan? Or do I do it like a person in Chutz La'aretz and start on December 4th? Meaning, that's an easier question than somebody who's here Zayin Cheshvan and goes back in November. Because then they started saying B'tein Talamater here, and then they go back to Chutz La'aretz and they're still saying B'tein Bracha, and what do they do? Now, I have the answer for what to do for these things. But just understand, those are two different scenarios, correct?
And there's the other way around.
And now there's the other way around. A person from Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz La'aretz. Now, if you go to Chutz La'aretz for Sukkot, I don't recommend it, but you go to Chutz La'aretz for Sukkot, and you stay there, Zayin Cheshvan, and you stay there until December 4th, so then you can start saying it like the people in Chutz La'aretz, and by the time you come back, everybody's saying it. Everything's great. But what about where you are in Chutz La'aretz until November? So now you're going to come back there to Yisrael, and everybody's saying the Tein Talamata Lebracha, and you didn't start saying it yet because you were in Chutz La'aretz waiting for December 4th. Okay? What do you do in those scenarios? So now let us check what Rishon Zalman writes. Or as written in Torah form. Source 7, Halacha Yatet. Ben Eretz Yisrael, Hayotze Lechul, Lefnei Zayin Cheshvan, V'dayto Laksor L'Eretz Yisrael B'yumodek Shem. O Shein V'dayto Laksor B'tok Hashan Al She'ishto Obano Nisharu B'Eretz Yisrael. Shovel Tal Matar B'Zayin Cheshvan B'Birkat Shomei Tefillah. So what do I do if I'm going to be in Chutz Laretz and really I'm from Eretz Yisrael? And everybody started saying it in Zayin Cheshvan. Because I'm in Chutz Laretz, nobody's saying Vitin Talamatar yet. What do? Simple solution. You don't say it in Baruch Aleinu, but you do add it in to your Rishon Me'atfila.
Is this what I first said, the simple gets, the most simple gets?
Both. Person in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laretz, from Eretz Yisrael, plans on returning to Eretz Yisrael.
Okay?
Before
December.
Yeah, but he was there already from the beginning, from Zayin Cheshvan. The question is now, Chav, Ben Eretz Yisrael, I go to the Chutz Laretz after Zayin Cheshvan. I was here, Zayin Cheshvan. I go back in November. So I've already started saying Yitin Kalamatar in Baruch Aleinu. So the question is, now what do I do when I'm Chutz Laretz? Kodem Shemilalu Shishim Yom Tkufa. He should continue saying it in the Tain Talamatar in Chutz Laretz. I will add though that he should not be the chasm for Shachar Sermon Chum, when there's Chutz Laretz Shas. You cannot say the Tain Talamatar as the chasm for people who are still saying the Tain Bracha. Now, the other way. Ben Chutz Laretz, and Nimsa Eretz Yisrael. So you are in Eretz Yisrael returning after December 4th. Again, like all of you. You should say it already in Baruch Aleinu. Because you're not planning on going back to Chutz Laretz before December 4th, so you say it like an Israeli. You say it in Baruch Aleinu. But if you were planning on returning to Chutz Laretz before December 4th, if you're planning on going back in November, you should start saying it in Zayin Cheshvan, but not in Baruch Aleinu. You should say it in Shomei Tefillah. Kol Zman Shehu Be'Eretz Yisrael, as long as you're in Eretz Yisrael, say it in Shomei Tefillah. So we've covered all of them. Were there any questions on that? No.
Okay. The first two cases.
The first two cases, sure. An Israeli is in Eretz Yisrael until November 15th. Okay? So he was here for Sukkot, he's here November 15th, then he's going to Chutz Laretz. So he knows that when he gets to Chutz Laretz on November 15th, they're not going to be saying Vitein Talamatar yet. So he should be saying Vitein Talamatar already in Eretz Yisrael, in Baruch Aleinu. Okay? Because he was here on Zayin Cheshvan, and he should continue to say it in Baruch Aleinu when he gets to Chutz Laretz.
So he starts it in Shomei Tefillah and he gets
to Chutz Laretz. No. He never says in Shomei Tefillah. He was here for it. He's an Israeli, and he was here for Zayin Cheshvan. Okay. He always says Vitein Talamatar. But an Israeli was here for Sukkot and leaves today. What are we up to? Chavtet Tishrei? Something like that? Okay. Rosh Chodesh tonight, right? So he goes to Chutz Laretz today. So, and he's going to stay there for 3 months. So he's from Israel. But the people in Chutz Laretz are not going to start saying Vitein Talamatar until December 4th. So he should begin saying it on Zayin Cheshvan. But in Shomei Tefillah. Got it? Those are the first two cases. Fine. Yes?
In Chutz Laretz, do you start saying Shachar Yom before December?
No, Marv of December 4th. It says.
It
said in the Siddur, Marv of December 4th.
Okay, cool. And also in Eilat, which is south of Nahar Prat.
I think we pass that it's Eretz Yisrael. Any other questions? Otherwise, we're done. Okay, Shkaya.
Oh, the question was that Kavya asked about Tim Bracha.
Yeah.
Like, what happens if you say Tim Bracha? Because, like, in Israel, you used to say Tim Bracha. Like, it's self-esteem.
We always say Tim Bracha. Oh, you mean the Moreh Atal? Yeah. So I said, when we say. Meaning, what was the question about Moreh Atal?
Like, if you say Moreh Atal instead of Moshe Baruch.
Do you repeat?
Yeah.
Okay. So. According to Ashkenazim and Chutzlar, it's just a Mashem Baruch Morita Geshem, and you don't say Morita Tal ever, so when you forget, you have to repeat. According to those who say Mashem Baruch Morita Geshem, or say Morita Tal, so if you've said Morita Tal, we say you don't repeat.
But if you give Morita Tal, you don't have to repeat the Shema Yisrael.
Right. You do not have to repeat. If you say Morita Tal instead of Mashem Baruch Morita Geshem, you don't have to repeat. The first Ayod HaRebbe in New York, Rabbi Yael Soloveitchik, who said, when he heard the Mechayim Eti Mata song that I sang to you a few minutes ago, he said, this is a song for Nusach Ashkenaz and Chutz La'aretz. Because Nusach Svaret says Moreh Atal, and they don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei anyway. Huh?
So if you say Moreh Atal, you don't have to repeat.
No. Yeah.
That's it, if you forget Moreh Atal.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with Betain Talamata of the Bracha.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's on. One's in the second bracha, one's in the ninth.
But you don't say Moreh Atal.
Yeah.
And Israel only says Moreh Atal, and in Chutzlaretz they don't say anything outside of Moshe Baruch.
Not right now. 2 weeks ago, during the summer, you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you said nothing, you're okay. Because if you leave out Moreh Atal, and all you have to say is Moreh Atal, you're fine. It's when you forget Moshe Baruch and Moreh Geshem, what happens? So, if you at least say Moreh Atal, you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. If you've said nothing, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Yes?
In the Siddur of Moshe Baruch, it said that you start saying in the repetition unless you announce it beforehand.
Yes.
And then you do it, like, what's the...
Okay. So, the typical place has a few options, and the yeshiva has a different minhag. Okay? A few options are that either the Chazan will say Tal, Geshem, before the silent Shmoneh Esrei. That's one possibility.
Just the word Geshem.
No, he has a... I'm giving you a few options. The Chazan has this whole tefillah of Geshem.
Yeah.
Okay. So he could say before the silent Shmoneh Esrei. And then it's very clear. Everybody in their silent Shmoneh Esrei says Geshem, and Chazar Hashatz will say Geshem. Majim Arach Reda Geshem. Okay? That's if he does tefillah of Geshem beforehand. That's one possibility. The second possibility, what happens, and this is where the machloket comes, is that he says Tfilat Geshem as part of Chazar Hashatz. So the question is, what you do in your silent Shmoneh Esrei? In your silent Shmoneh Esrei, do you still say Moreh Atal or nothing, depending on where you are, or do you already say Mashi Baruch or Moreh Geshem? The minhag in yeshiva is to still say Moreh Atal. The vast majority minhag, I will tell you, or anecdotally, I haven't done a statistical analysis. Anecdotally, my impression is that most places already start saying Mashi Baruch Moreh Geshem in the silent Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf, even before the Chazan does Tefillat Geshem, if they do it after. It once happened that there was a gabbai in the yeshiva who didn't know that, or I don't know if he was gabbai yet, he later became gabbai, but by habit called out Mashi Baruch Moreh Geshem before the silent Shmoneh Esrei on Musaf of Shmini Atzeret and Pastora here. And the halacha is that if somebody calls it out, you say it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the actual practice. So what are you supposed to do?
The one that's in Pastora?
Here it's Shmini Atzeret and Pastora 1.
No, I'm saying.
The one on the Shmini Atzeret.
Oh,
yeah. The one on the
Shmini
Atzeret. Sorry. Forget I said Shmini Atzeret. The one on Shmini Atzeret. So Rav Amital snapped at him and said, it's not your yeshiva, we follow a certain minhag. It might have been the minhag in Hungary where he came from or something. But in other words, so next year nobody made that announcement because he made it clear that we...
They're like in Shuli snapped.
Yeah, he was like, He's like, Shas, hello Yeshiva Shulchan, something like that. Like, because the guy said, Mashi Baruch, against the minhag of what the Yeshiva had been doing.
So what was the
minhag? No, you have to say, because the guy called it out. But they make a point of not calling it out, and now on the schedule, it already says it. You saw the schedule for Simchas Torah in Yeshiva, it said, Minhag Yeshiva Lomar Marid Otal Gam B'Tchilat Lachash Shel Musaf.
What do you think of it? Okay, that's not to be like saying like out loud and then like a start to answer.
Yeah, so you shouldn't do that.
So if someone does that, then you also have to say it.
No, probably not. Because your silent Shemon Esrei isn't really meant to be heard. Right. Like if you hear a guy make a bracha in his silent Shemon Esrei, you don't answer on me. Right. Yeah.
Just in my case, I'm getting back on the 30th of December, so I'm going to start from Zion Cheshvan, just saying in Shemon Tefillah, if I'm
honest. No, you're already here? Say, and you're only going back December 30th? Say it in the Tain Talamata. The only reason to do it in Shemaya Tefillah is where you're going to be in Chutzlaretz and you've already started saying it and they're not saying it yet. Otherwise, say it in the Tain Talamata.